Welcome back to another week of the A&B Podcast. It's your boy, Young Tamarack, and we avoiding the beef like vegans. And I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. Let them know what it is, Stan.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Stan, a.k.a. the finesse fella, a.k.a. Papa Stan, a.k.a. the big homie by the stairs right over there. Back ready to pod, back ready to be here. Let's do it.
And like I said, we're here with some good people because my people are never not good. And this week, we have a special guest. As you can see, a lovely young lady by the name of Amira. Welcome, Amira, to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me. Best friend! Hello.
Amira was a little nervous to be on the podcast, so anybody who's watching this, I don't know how we can make her more nervous, but, like, find a way to, like, send your nervous
energy.
Like, send it.
Cool.
But, man, how's everybody been? How's everybody's week been? I know you guys are, like, reconnecting at this very moment, so... What's up with everybody? Who wants to go first?
I'll go out. My week's been pretty, it was a pretty chill week this week. Last week I was talking about car troubles. My man, Mr. Lee, was like, yo, I'm gonna hook up the whole thing for $650. If you heard last week's episode, it was $2,200.
So yeah, like two bands, yeah.
$2,200 is a win.
You gotta go with the undercover in the cut mechanics. You know, they're gonna hold you down.
And then my pops looked out since he's moving to Chicago. And, you know, as I'm kind of like dabbling with this stock market stuff, he said, yo, let's buy some Tesla stock. And I said, bro, you know how that is? And he was like, yeah, slid me an envelope. I said, oh, it's lit.
Did you already invest in Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Teach me your ways.
Why not? No,
Tesla's a good buy. But just real quick tidbit,
Wait, don't get me wrong. There's definitely a lot of different ways it could have gone. And I'm also dabbling.
Tesla's just like a big, it's a big chunk one piece. I was just thinking more along the lines of like, maybe you should have like.
Did like
half. It doesn't matter. Not even now. Like I'm thinking about like dividend stocks, like a stock that like would like return you some bread. Like, but you could have bought like a bulk amount of like a dividend stock. And then like over time, since you already had that first jump in, then you can just start chipping away and pouring little by little into that. But, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter. Tesla's a good stock too. I sold my Tesla stock when it was like at like 600. So,
We fancy.
Yeah. No, I'm not actually because it hit 8. So,
okay.
Right. So, but I'm sorry. Continue with your week, Alistair.
Yeah. Other than that, just sitting back and watching Nami grow. She is now walking and babbling now. It's pretty cool to have a conversation with her. She is an Eagles fan and a Lakers fan already. So, got that stamp.
You stamped it. You know that for sure.
You know? She has a Mamba jersey, so it's like she don't got no choice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's real.
Who got her that?
Ashley.
Nice. Yeah, shout out to Big Sis. Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much my week. Been chilling. How about you?
My week's been cool, man. Just work, man. I got a new vacuum, so I was super amped about that.
Grown-up stuff.
Yeah, so like Fat Kid Deals has been like, I feel like every like week they put out like things that like for some reason I like seem to need all of a sudden. But I mean, I guess that's kind of what happens when you like move. There's things you realize like, damn, I actually really don't have that and I kind of need it. And it'd be priced reasonably. So I'd be like, wouldn't I be like kind of stupid to not buy this? So like, yeah, but like I've like chilled on like Amazon purchases at this point this week. Maybe gonna approach it again in the following week. But yeah, going to the gym as always, trying to get the workout. You said I still got Prime?
Yeah,
it's like for like another like maybe like 10. Well, to the end of the month, I got it for the first 30 free days. But it's pretty convenient, so I might actually just fuck around and like keep it.
I said run it up on the discount.
Oh yeah, for sure. Other than that, yeah, me and Alistair are working on some additional podcast content. So we're shooting some scenes. Because we're about to get into our acting bag is what a lot of people don't understand. We're getting our acting bag.
We'll circle back to that.
Yeah. Oh no, you'll see it. Don't worry. We'll circle back.
Okay.
You know, but other than that, yeah, it's pretty much my week, man. Just, you know, trying to stay consistent with everything. I need to get back to like reading. Cause I like picked up a book and I like started reading it, but then I haven't like been back to it like in a couple of days. So I'm like, I need to find some time. Like, tonight to make that happen. So that's where I'm at though. And our guest, what about you, Amir? How you been?
I have been pretty good. I think I took
you know what it is? I'm sorry to cut you off. I know what you're hearing is that I don't always say the whole A at the end of her name, but I say it, but I'm saying it, but it's like I just kind of like tail off at the end. But Yeah, it's Amira. It's Amira. Okay. I know.
Alistair was holding it down. Alistair was holding it down. But to be completely honest with you, I didn't really notice. And I always, like, I feel like, you know, I feel like you know if it doesn't sound right to your ears because it's something
that right,
you
know all right. the
time. But like, so yeah. I didn't really notice. Alistair's peeping it. So like, appreciate you. But he's like, don't forget the A. But I was hearing it. So my spirit was hearing it. So I'm cool. But my week has been pretty good. I did start a YouTube channel in 2020. And so that has been pretty fun for me. It's been a really good outlet. So it's mostly like, it was supposed to be travel, but you know, we're not doing too much of that right now. But so pretty much like plant-based recipes and like movement, stuff like that. I do have a dance background. So movement, mostly food and like wellness and stuff like that. So I kind of did take a break. I was posting videos like every single day for like the 25 days of Christmas. So I posted a YouTube video every single day for 25 days. And after, and it was really fun. But after that, I was like, oh, I'm shot and I'm done for now. And I took like 3 weeks off. So now I've just been kind of getting into the pace of like getting back into like filming and like editing and doing all that stuff and kind of just like planning out my 2021 content. And yeah.
Actually, that's important. You have to sit and plan because if you don't plan, you just run aimlessly and be like, just creating, or just planning ideas.
Exactly. Nothing gets executed. Yeah. Yep. And so it's me wanting to like, I feel like if you want something to be a business, you got to treat it like a business. And so even though I'm not making money from it right now, I have already spoken it into existence. So I have to. Yeah. So I've been just kind of like planning it out, jotting it down, shooting some stuff, trying to have things on retainer so that I could just, you know, be cranking it out. So yeah, I've mostly been doing that. Doing some yoga. I'm in the process of getting certified as a yoga instructor. And so I've been doing that for the past couple months. So now I'm just kind of just doing that work. So it's pretty much all I've been doing is just, you know, trying to stay in shape, do some yoga, upload my videos. So yeah, it's been pretty cool.
I feel that. The 25 days of content, that's impressive. I think creating content like on a day-to-day basis, like especially like content that you like record and like edit and like upload, like that's a process. So like, kudos to you because,
he actually has like the cutaways and should be like have the facial expressions and stuff. Like, oh,
stop. Don't G me. Wait. Okay, wait. Because here's the thing, though, because that's why I was asking. I was like, hey, like, is there anything I need to do on my end? I'm the least tech savvy person ever. And so the fact that like I got iMovie to work and like do all these things is a miracle. Like, I don't even know. Like, it took me. I was just like, I don't know how to. And if anybody knows, like, because I have a blog, too, and like, you know, picture editing versus video editing is a whole different beast. And so it took me such a long time to figure out, like, I was like, oh, I can do this, like add sound effects. So like, I do the most basic stuff, but I just, you know, make it work. You got to start somewhere. So I have iMovie and I work from there and, you know, make my videos, but uploading the content every day for 25 days was a lot. It was definitely a lot of work. And, yeah, but I enjoyed it. But now I'm going back to my 1 day a week or 2 days a week, but it was a lot. Definitely needed a lot of planning, but it was cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it got your skills up too, though, for sure.
Yeah, I'm learning some new stuff, and I'm trying to take advantage of YouTube being like, it's like one of, you know, the second number, you know, search engine in the world. So taking advantage of being like, how to do cool stuff on YouTube, you know, like how do you edit and do cool stuff? Because I'm like, I'm not there. I don't know how to do any of this fancy stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm still getting the content out there, and you know, you got to start somewhere. So.
That's important. And speaking of starting somewhere, Alistair, I think you had a question to pose.
Of course.
To kick us off.
It's a nice little bounce pass. I like that. This week's question is, can men and women be strictly platonic friends? So as we were talking in pre-production, you're saying that that's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah.
Bryce, can you please elaborate on how you feel like that's a loaded question?
Wow. So, I mean, it's kind of like, there's just like layers to it. You got to think about it because it's like, all right, well, can men and women be friends? I mean, yeah, like who can, like why not? But then at the same time, it's like, nah, not really. Because it's like, usually somebody's trying to get something out of somebody, right? If, I mean, it's usually what most people are thinking, at least what I'm thinking. So, I mean, there's so many different ways that you can, like, really feel about it. And I do feel a lot of different ways about it. Because for a long time, I definitely felt like, no, I feel like that wasn't the case. that man and woman couldn't be like platonic and friends, because I was always looking at it like, yo, if I'm like out, right? And like, I'm like out and about, I'm with some like people, some friends, and I run into like a girl or like I go talk to a girl, you know what I mean? It's usually because I went over to talk to her because like she's attractive and like I want to do some things to her. I'm not going to lie. So it's like, all right, cool. I'm over here. I'm talking to her, yada, yada, yada. Never in my mind did it like occur to be like, you know what? She would be a great
friend. Such a good friend.
Like, what was I even? Why am I having sex with this woman when I came over here? That's crazy. Like, what? Silly me. Anyways, you know, hey, can I get your number so we could be friends? You know, that would be, but you know, but like, that's
somebody, you never vibed out with somebody like during the courting stage where it's like, oh, I'm trying to get with you. Oh, this is not going anywhere. We could just be cool.
Nah, I usually just stop.
Oh, he said, nah, like if it's not there. Okay.
Yeah. I usually just stop. Cause I mean, like, if you can like feel like somebody doesn't really fuck with you, then I mean, it is what it is. But like, if they already weren't really fucking with you in like that, like manner, then it's like, like, but I feel what you're saying. Like if you went out with somebody, but if I go out and I vibe with somebody, I'm going to be like, oh, okay. So like we vibe, like we're on the same page. We're on the same frequency. Why wouldn't I want to like pursue that person beyond that point?
I kind of feel what you're saying though. Yeah, I kind of feel what you're saying though. Cause you're like, you went with this person for a certain purpose, like because of the attraction, because of this, and then it didn't work out. So you're like, you know what? This is not working out. So like, are we just going to be friends? So like, I kind of get what you're saying, but
for sure.
I get what you're saying, Alistair.
But I mean, there's like, at least for me, there's been scenarios like, so like when I'm at work, like, and like there's women that I work with, like, I'm not trying to bone all those women. Like there's like, I'm yeah. like, I'm, ten, I mean, but they're coworkers at the same time. So they're like, not even like my like friends or like acquaintances. So it's like, I'm like, okay, I work. Like I want to be able to have a good time at work. And there's a couple of people who, you know, are funny and hilarious. So like, we're cool and like, we're friends. But then like, of course, there's always like a couple other women that you'd be like, you know what? Definitely not trying to be that girl's friend. You know? So it's just like, I mean, it's a back and forth. So, I mean, I really think it depends, especially on the level of like, I mean, I hate to say this, the level of like attractiveness you feel to that person. I think that plays a big factor in it for me. And then at a certain point, if it does become something where like one person doesn't want to be with the other person, then it's like, okay, who's mature enough to be like, okay, well, this person doesn't like me. We still do have a good friendship. Let me like be like, you know, we can be cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody's on that wave though. So I don't know how y'all feel about it, but that's kind of like
me. I definitely feel like men and women can be, partly because my best friend is on the episode.
Sure.
But being completely honest, when we met in college, it was like she was like a pity. It was like a pity, like, you know, blank, you're cold. Here you go. So I go to her room, and once again, being honest, to go smack at her roommate. Roommate yeah. ended up being a BITCH, but you know,
stop.
She knows we love her. It's all good. So I try to go smack at her, and I'm hanging out, and like, you know, it's a room full of women. So it's like, all right, let me try to entertain everybody, crack jokes, ha 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 ha. And then like
doing the slave jig.
This guy.
Doing the slave
jig. Like, yo, have you ever had a best friend? I was like,
this guy.
I don't think I've ever really had a best friend. So she goes, all right, cool. I'm your best friend now. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, all right, I'm not even worried about that. But like, fast forward 3 months, oh, not even a month.
He's like, that's not what I came here for.
Exactly.
You want to be my best friend, but like, let's be clear, that's not what I came here for.
Came here with a motive.
No, but you were cool. Like, you were cool, and we were mad chill. Like, and I we knew why you came. Like, it wasn't no secret. But I was like, oh, like, he's mad cool. And I don't even know how it came up in conversation that I was like, I think we were talking about like guys like not really having like best friends, or like even if they do have dudes that they're cool with, like they don't be like, this is my best friend. Like it's either like, oh, that's my boy, or like whatever. And so we were having this conversation, and I was like, also, you never had like a best friend growing up when you were a kid? And he was like, not really. I was like, you don't have a best friend now? And we like had been going back and forth with this thing, and I was like, you know what? It's lit. Like, I'm gonna be your best friend. Like, I got you. We here, we in this. And it kind of started off as a joke. Like, it kind of started off like, oh, then I'll be your best friend. Like, sure. Like, yeah, I'll be your best friend.
Really,
but then we really, like, yeah.
Yeah, I ended up becoming best friends.
I was supposed to be like this. Yeah. In high school, Bryce, we didn't drink like that. So, like, I think.
Yeah, no, we were squares. Day, so, squares.
Amira's like, yo, we're about to get some bottles with a fake. You know, let's go. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm trying to flex because, you know, once again, I'm still trying to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So
my mom can't listen to this episode now, bro.
She's like,
go ahead.
Oh, it's too late now. That liquor is being like, in and out of your system.
What is this bottle? This bottle is called Devil Springs. Have you ever heard of Devil Springs, Bryce?
Sounds like something you get off like the bottom row, though.
Yeah.
I'm very aware of that nature of drink.
You don't drink Devil Springs.
It's like drinking Kentucky Gentleman. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Drink Devil Springs. So I'm like, yo, everyone's like, yo, it smells terrible. I was like,
yeah, it smells like rubbing alcohol. Yeah, yeah.
We ain't no bitches. That was the mantra.
That was the big thing.
We ain't no bitches. Took the shot.
Trying to hold it down. Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of how we solidified the friendship right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so a very important detail to note, though, in your story, Alistair, is that you didn't approach her to be like your friend. It was like, again, it was a situation where you were in a room trying to talk to somebody else who you were not trying to be friends with. Keep that in mind, everybody who's listening. And you know, you happen, based on the way you behaved and the way you acted, you happen to be able to make a friend out of that situation. So like that worked out like beneficially. But I think for the most part, like a lot of the time, like a dude is just not maybe it's my group of friends. I don't know. Maybe they're like weird guys, but like they've never been like, oh, I'm gonna go like make a friend like who's a girl that I'm not going to be interested in, you know, like I hate to even like say this, but like I feel like if you end up being friends with a female,
even in making friends, it's like proximity. So it's like if I'm around this person and I hang out with this person, and we're having a conversation, whether I'm attracted to or not, it's like that wasn't like the initial magnet that brought us together. It was just like we were in proximity.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's even the same thing with dating. Like you date who's in your proximity. You don't date, Joe Schmo who's all over
in Alaska. Yeah, no, that's true. Proximity does play a big effect, and I guess in who you make friends with as well too. I mean, again, I don't really know. I feel like again, it varies for everybody. But I mean, I do believe that they can be friends. But I think it's more of a. I don't want to label it as like a decision that gets made. Like, I feel like it's like a decision that has to be made like mutually almost by like,
that's what I was going to say is that I feel like sometimes it's harder if there's a mutual, and I don't even want to say decision that was made like, yo, we're just going to be friends. Like, it's not like that, but it's just
an understanding kind of,
I think when the energy, like when the energy matches energy, like when it's just kind of like, yo, like this is my homie and like we're friends and like that's not necessarily what we're here for. I think sometimes it may shift if at a certain point somebody's feelings change. You know what I'm saying? Like if something happens or somebody's feelings change, I think that part, I don't want to say it's unfortunate, but I think that like, I feel like as long as the two people are on the same page, I think it's fine. And I think it can happen. I mean, I think it can happen because I have been in that type of relationship for almost 10 years, Alistair, if you think about it, I think it's almost been 10 years that we've been best friends. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, wow.
Right. Isn't it? I know it's almost been 10. Yeah. Cause it's 2021 now. Yeah. 2011, bro. Yeah. So I know that remember when I told you, I was like, yo, we're going to have to like throw a best friend part. Like, we're going to have to like do something. Like we're going to have to like do something to celebrate this momentous occasion. Cause I know we're going to make it to 10 years. Like we're going to have to do something. Look at it. See, speaking it into existence. It's
the culmination.
Plan
it. You're right.
Yeah, we have to do something. But I feel like it's definitely can happen. I think as long as everybody is on the same page about what is going on. But I do think that like going back to what you were saying, Bryce, is that like I think sometimes if you went into it kind of thinking like, oh, I'm trying to talk to this person, or I'm trying to like your mind was in a different place and you're going into it with that, and then for whatever reason it didn't work out, maybe it's not going to be the easiest to just be friends. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like when different types of feelings kind of get wrapped into that particular relationship, I think it can be a little bit harder, but I don't think it's impossible.
Yeah, like you said, I don't think it's an impossible feat at all. I think it's pretty doable. Again, I think you gotta just take the old Gucci Man line, you know, to heart. You know, girls like buses. You miss one, next 15, one coming. So, you know, it be like that sometimes.
Okay.
Man, that was actually a pretty good back and forth little discussion. Man, you guys had some great ideas and some great things to share. And speaking of sharing, Amira, the reason we have you here is so that you can share a little bit about yourself. And something that Alistair brought up to me when he first, you know, brought you up as a guest outside of, you know, you guys being, you know, being best friends. He told me that you have a dance background, dance in, and I think you also, well, school-wise, you dance in kinesiology, right?
So Alistair and I met in college and I was a dance major and I did dual major in dance and physical therapy. I realized later on that I was like, I don't really think I want to do physical therapy. So I did graduate with my BFA in dance. And so, yeah, so I do have a dance background. And then kind of after that, I did a few things. I mean, I was blessed enough to actually work in my field once I graduated, like when we graduated in May or something, in September, I went to an audition, to teach, and I was teaching ballroom dance. And so for about 4 years after I graduated college, I was teaching ballroom dance in the public school system. So I was teaching elementary school. My kids were in fourth and fifth grade. And I loved that job. Like I loved that job so, so much. I got more out of it than I thought I actually would. Cause I think, you know, sometimes I think sometimes like, and especially like the both of you have play sports. And you know, I think sometimes you're like, oh, like I want to play, like I want to dance, I want to do this. But I think also like I got so much out of teaching that I wasn't really expecting and wasn't really prepared. I mean, I used to teach a lot. I used to teach when I was in high school. I used to teach a little bit when I was in college in the summertime, you know, my local studio, stuff like that. But I got a lot out of teaching and I really, really enjoyed it. It was one of my favorite jobs. And I think, you know, I've been all over New York City teaching on, you know, teaching at schools in Fifth Avenue and I'm teaching at schools in the South Bronx. You know what I mean? So like you kind of just, and I just think you go to all these places, you realize like fifth graders are all fifth graders and they like the same things. They don't like the same things. They are, you know, you teach a ballroom dance. They got to hold hands with each other. They're 11 and 12 years old. They're just like, this is disgusting. They're like, this is disgusting. Yeah. Like we hate you, bro. But then at the end they're like, Ms. Amira, don't leave. You know? So I'm in one school for like 3 months. I go to the next school, you know, teach my kids. So it was a really great experience. The company is amazing. It's called Dancing Classrooms NYC. So if anybody, you know, I mean, it's funky times right now, but I loved that company. I love working for them. I got so much out of my kids. They were really, really great. And so sometimes even coming back the next year, they're just like, you know, you see them in sixth grade and they're like, Miss Amira, can we come to class? Like, we're trying to dance. Like, you doing the merengue today? Like, you taught them, you know? And so, yeah, so that was really, really good. So I was doing that. So I was blessed enough to kind of be working in my field, which was really, really great. And then by morning I was teaching my kids in elementary school. I was teaching them ballroom dance, and by nighttime I was teaching kickboxing. So that's
what I wanted to get into. Like,
oh, sorry, did I ruin your segue?
Not even that.
But no, that's like, fine. Yeah. I wouldn't expect them kickboxing though.
Amira, like job wise, me knowing you, you're a hustler. Like everything that you're about is like, all right, I got this. I gotta pay bills. I gotta pay this. I'm gonna figure it out. So like, can you speak on that mindset of trying to go from one job to the next or having the adversities of not having something that everyone else has or like that?
Yeah. I don't know. And it's so funny because I've actually heard a couple people say that about me, like, oh, like you just always out here. You always just making it work. And I don't know. I think I always just was kind of like, I think it kind of goes back to, as corny as it sounds, I feel like it's just one of those things about like moving in your purpose and just kind of going back to the idea of like things, I would kind of search out things, but in the same time, they would still kind of come to me in a sense. Like I got the teaching job because one of the administrators in the dance department was like, hey, seniors, like, I know y'all are out the door. Like, it's rough out here. Like, you know, you were in college in your little bubble. Like now we graduate and now the real stuff happens. Like y'all are going to be on auditions. Da, da, da. And so she had sent us an email being like, hey, like I used to work for this company, Dancing Classroom. She was like, you know, the pay is pretty good. Like they're flexible with your schedule. So like, you can still go to other auditions and stuff. Like, you know, the money's pretty good if you want to do it. And I was like, oh, like, that's so dope. Ended up being there for 4 years, you know what I'm saying? And so then with kickboxing, my friend was like, hey, like you should, I'm going to this kickboxing place. Like you should go. No, she said like, you should go. Like if you're looking for a gym, like she was like, if you're looking for a gym, and I was only doing it to stay in shape for dance. Like while I was out, like I was only doing it to stay in shape. Cause I still like go to the gym and stuff. And so she's like, oh, I feel like you really like it. I was there for like a month or two. And they were like, hey, so like, we're looking for teacher. Like you want to teach? And I was like, what? Like, they're like, your form is like pretty good. I think because of my dance background, they're like, yo, like you pick up stuff really easily. You pick up stuff. So I think it's just kind of just like moving in your purpose and just like trying to like stay. I feel like it's the saying of like, what is it? It's stay ready so you don't got to get ready. You know what I mean? So like, I feel like I was always kind of just moving with that mindset of being like, I'm just going to stay on top of it. I'm going to keep trying to, you know, do the thing. But I think also not being afraid to slightly branch out of what it is that you're exactly doing. Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't work hard. Like, if the violin is your thing, you want to be the next, you know, fifth chair violinist, and that's your thing, then like, do that. And you should definitely work hard at that. But I think sometimes for me, I always had this artist mind, and I think kickboxing and dance and all these things were still kind of like on brand for me and kind of like all in line of the things that I really like to do. And so I think I was still just kind of moving in that purpose. And so things just kind of started to fall in place, and I really loved teaching kickboxing. And also I was already teaching dance. So I was like, okay, teaching kickboxing to me, it feels like choreography. So like, what's up? Like, okay, we're going to teach kickboxing. And then, you know, I learned a lot through that. And like everybody who trained me at that studio was really great. And that was on that journey. So then I had branched into like, oh, I'm going to be a stunt woman. Like, I'm going to do, you know, so then I was like taking, you know, going to stunt classes, you know, so then I was kind of like, oh, I'm a branch out. I was like, you know what? I don't have to stay in this bubble. I don't have to be stuck in this bubble. And I think also being in college, I think I always kind of felt behind. I always felt very behind from all the everybody else in my program, and just that I wasn't good enough for this. I wasn't good enough for that. I didn't have, you know, I wasn't slim enough. I didn't have the best legs. I didn't have the best feet. Ballet, you know, dancers, we're very critical of all that stuff. But I think my mom always said, like, you're going to find some place where you fit in, you know? And I think I always kind of kept that in the back of my mind, and I feel like I've been just finding places where I fit in, I guess. I know it was probably a long-winded, I kind of forgot the question. Sorry.
Nah,
I know,
no.
I kind of went on a tangent. I'm like, I don't even remember the question, but yeah. So I think just moving in your, I'm like, dang, what was I talking about? So I think just moving in your purpose and just kind of trying to know that like, it is okay to work hard at things, but then also it is okay to, slightly step out the box a little bit and still doing things that align with your spirit, that align with you, and that, you know, still make sense to you. And I think that a lot of those things that I was doing was just opening up more and more doors, which was really, really great. So, yeah.
Nah, that's what's up. Definitely. I was surprised, like I said, to hear that you ended up being a kickboxing instructor, but it sounds like for a good amount of your journey, like you did a lot of learning because you were teaching. And yeah. I hear in a lot of places that like one of the best ways to learn and be able to apply something is when you actually have to teach it to somebody else.
Yep.
So, yeah, I feel like for the most part in anything that I do, like even like, cause I do like videography, like when I find myself talking to like somebody else about like cameras and stuff, I'm just like, damn, you know, I didn't realize that. Like I knew that information, like, holy shit. Like, and then you having this dialogue and, but I mean, all in all though, like you have like a crazy skill set in terms of being like, I guess, you know how to do stunts. Like what's up with the stunts though? Like, are you like trying to jump out of like?
So no. So here's the thing though. Okay. So I had gotten to this place where I think everybody was like, oh, Mira, like you should act. Like we know you want to dance. Like you've been dancing forever. Like, but like, mm-hmm. You should really act. And everybody was telling me, and I was like, nah. Like I'm not going to act. And so, but I think, I feel like it was when Black Panther came out, and it was when I was like, oh, like, brown chicks being bomb, doing all this, you know, stunt stuff. And so I hadn't really gotten to the stunt stuff too much, only because I did book a different job after that. And so I'd gone to a couple, like, what is it? Like Brooklyn Zoo, I think it was, where they, you know, you do some kind of like different, like I had to start from the bottom, because there's certain stuff that, like, you know, backflips, front rolls, all that stuff. There's like minimal things that I had to learn first. And I was like, you know what? Like I'm gonna be the next Dora Milaje. Like I'm gonna be in Black Panther 2. That's all my, you know what I mean? So I was just kind of like, I was like, oh, they out here doing it. So yeah, I mean, then I just need to take some stunt classes. And so I had gone to, it's funny, I had gone to an audition for Marvel Universe Live. And I had been in a building for a different audition. It was for, I think it was like Sesame Street or something. They was like, they need dancers. And I had missed that audition because it was during something else. And so they're like, hey, like, he was like, sorry, like they already taught the choreography, but like, if you want to stay for this audition, he was like, I mean, I don't know if you box or anything. He literally said to me like, hey, like we missed this one, but like, I don't know if you're interested. I mean, like, I don't know if you box or anything, but like we have an audition next week. And I was like, As a matter of fact, I do box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually do. Like, what are the odds? Like, I was just like, yes, I do. He was like, oh, Mark First Live is having an audition. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be there. Like, you know, it just like stuff was just lining up for just like me being ready for another audition, just had me in with another audition. And so I was kind of like, I didn't get too far into like the stunt training, but I was really trying to like learn the basics and stuff. And so I'd gone to the Marvel Universe Live audition. Which was pretty dope. I mean, I made it past a couple rounds, but not too many. I made it past like maybe the first two or three cuts, which was cool. And that one I didn't get, but I knew, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're like, I wasn't really ready. I couldn't really bang with all of them. I could hold my own, but I was like, right. they're really, you know, doing some things. So, but I was proud of how far I'd gotten. You know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
So you said another job popped up. You mind sharing with that job?
So I kind of made this decision. So like I said, I was working dancing classrooms and I was working at kickboxing. But I knew that that's not really what I wanted to do long term. I was doing it because clearly I needed the money, but I also was enjoying what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was still enjoying it. But at the same time, my aunt had to be like, girl, like, if you're not trying to open your own kickboxing studio, then you need to, like, come on, like, you're missing auditions. Because it was getting to a point where I was working so much, like working these jobs so much that I was missing auditions. Like, I was missing, because I'm like, dang, like, I gotta work. I was working 7 days a week, you know? So it was getting to the point where I was like, I was missing stuff. I was missing auditions. And it was my aunt who was just like, you're only working these jobs so you can have enough money to go to these auditions, like to pay the fee, to do X, Y, Z, to have transportation. So that, you know, cause I was still taking my ballet classes, my hip hop classes at nighttime and still working both jobs. So I was only, you know, I was only doing these things so that I could make it to the auditions. But she was like, sis, you're not even going to the auditions because you're working these jobs that you don't, you know? And so it got to the point. Yeah. So that's, it got to the point where I was like, you know what? As much as I love these jobs, I got to cut back. And so I left one job and I was like, you know what? For the next 6 months, I'm going to go hard. I'm going to go to every audition I can find. Even if it's not just a dance audition, I was like, I'm going to go to everything. Everything that kind of falls within my scope of expertise, I'm just going to go to everything. Yeah. And so then I made that proclamation in maybe August or September. And I think I booked that job in December. And I booked a job with Disney Cruise Line. And so I was working with Disney Cruise Line. So at that point, once because of COVID, unfortunately, all of us got sent home. So I've been working with Disney Cruise Line for almost a year and a half. And so I booked that job, which was really wild to me. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was kind of ridiculous. And, you know, it was a dance audition. I got all the way to the end and they was like, hey, so like, can you sing? And I was like, I mean, if you want me to, sure. Wow. Sure, I'll sing. Baby, I mean, if you want me to sing, I'll sing. Like, give me some, you know. And so they were like, yeah, so like these 10 people, like, we're gonna send you in the hallway. And I was out there with like singers, bro, singers who were like got their sheet music out their bag. And I was like, this was not what I was here for. Like, I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah, right. And so then they were like, hey, like, you know, you won't need your sheet music today. Like, the pianist is out for whatever. Like, and I was like, whew, great. Wow. And so I was like, oh, this is perfect. They're like, so you all are just going to sing a cappella. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Like, I was just like, oh. I called my mom on the phone. I'm like, mom, like, I was like, bro, like, they want me to sing. She was like, I want you to sing. I was like, yeah, like, I don't know what to sing. She was like, sing what you be walking around singing in the house. And I was like, I don't know the words to nothing. Like, everything about me, same thing. I'm not tech savvy and I know the words to nothing. So like those two things, like, I don't know words. I make the words up to everything. And so I had to go in for this audition. She was like, here, like, can you sing this song for me? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn it on. Everything from all my dance classes, all my whatever, like all my, you know, because the thing is that I think what we also learn is like, yeah, you can have technique and like you could be the best dancer, whatever. But if you don't have stage presence, if you don't have showy, you know, if you can't turn it on and make people want to watch, then like, you know, they're going to get bored. Just because you put your toes on your forehead, like nobody cares if it doesn't make them feel anything. Right. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn it on. I was like, I have a decent personality. Like, sure. So I literally was just like, you know what? Sit back. Relax. I told this to the casting director. I was like, sit back, relax. Like, come on. Yeah, I'll sing this song. And I sang Who's Loving You by Jackson 5, which is pretty, it's the only thing I know the words to. It's the only thing I know the words to. And here's the thing, disclaimer. I do have a decent voice, but I don't have like a trained voice.
Singing voice.
Singing voice. And so I went in there and it was like, oh, okay. It was like, oh, so we're going to send you some lines. We're going to send you some. And I was like, what? Like, they was like, yeah, we're going to send you this. We're going to send you this. And over the course of a week, she had me send her video things and send me this and read this for us and like perform this and do that. And I sent, emailed it to him, sent it to us. And then it was like a month before my birthday. And it was like, oh yeah. So like, you want this contract? Like you want this job? And so it was working for Disney Cruise Line and entertainment department. And I am really good friends with, Princess Tiana. So me and her are besties. If you're not sure who that is, she was the first Black Disney princess. So her and I are very good friends.
We prefer the term African-American.
y'all, it's a thing. It's a thing. Yeah, so I was doing that for a long time. So I was really good friends with a lot of your favorite Disney characters. And so my contract, that contract was like about 9 months, maybe. On board the Disney Wonder. And so that was the job that I had for about a year and a half until unfortunately COVID was just like, psych. So that was the thing. Oh, and also when I got that job, the same people who I auditioned for Marvel and I didn't get, they sent another thing like, yo, like we're having a Jurassic World Live audition, which is mostly, it was a little bit more like less stunty, but still kind of whatever. It was like stunts and acting. And I had booked both those jobs in the same week. And so I ended up having to turn the Jurassic Park one down. Like, yeah, it was weird that I was just like, you know, you do so many things. And like, and don't get me wrong, you hear more no's than you do yeses in the industry. You know what I mean? When you're in entertainment, you sing, you dance, you act, whatever, you definitely hear. So I had heard millions and millions of no's for the past 4 years after I graduated from college. So many no's, you were just kind of like, yeah, like it gets discouraging sometimes. But then in the same week, I had heard two yeses after I'd made that declaration that I was like, I'm going to go to everything. I'm going to go to every audition. I'm going to go all these things. And I had booked two jobs in the same week. And I was like, what the heck? Like, you know, rains it pours. So
yeah, I'm about to say when the blessings start rolling in, they roll in heavy. Yeah. Man. That's how it goes. Damn, but so many questions. So for one.
Sorry, right. I know I kind of go all like, here I am. Like,
No, it's like, fine. It's fine. Like, but like, all over. So like for one, like, what is it like? Are you on the boat like 24/7? Like, where does the boat go? Like, how many people be on the boat? Do they touch you? Yeah. Like, what happens? like, what goes on?
Yeah. So, it was a very interesting experience for me because I had also never been on a cruise. Like I was not a cruise family. Like we get people on the cruises who are just like, oh yes, we come, you know, we come twice a year. We come three times a year. Like we're a cruise family. I was not that, like my mom, we didn't go on cruises. Don't get me wrong. My mom was definitely, you know, we definitely went to some pretty cool places. My mom and I, but we never cruised. And so when I first got there, I was like, oh, this is such a, it is such a strange experience, but it's cool. Like it's, if you don't know ship life, like it's very hard to explain, but it's really dope. So the contract that I was doing.
Cody on deck.
Yo, no, for real. Yeah. So it was cool because we had we had rehearsals in Toronto. So we were in Toronto. I was in Toronto for about a month and a half. They put you up in a building, like they put you up, you know, for you to stay. The studio's across the street. And you have rehearsals in Toronto for a period of time. And then they fly you out to wherever the ship is going to be. And then you get on the ship. You're on a ship for about, our contracts, entertainment contracts are a little bit longer. And so I was on a ship for about 7 months, I think. For 7 months at a time. And so, yeah, like, you know, I had a roommate. My roommate was awesome. Shout out to Taja. I had a roommate and, you know, the cabins, you know, they this big. The rocking, you know, you do get your sea legs. You get used to it. Because that first week, like, I mean, I was like, oh, I don't think I could do this. Like, I might have to go home. Like, I can't. I was like, nah. Like, it's over. Like, I'd never really been on boats like that. I was like, nah, it's over. Like, they might have sent me home. Like I had a good week. It's fun. Like where's my plane ticket? And so yeah, but ship life is really interesting. Oh, so sorry. So the first, I think, what was it, 17 weeks or 14 weeks? Our route was Alaska. So I was in Alaska for 17 weeks. So we were going from Vancouver, Canada to Alaska, like around Alaska. And those were like 1 week cruises. And we did that for 17 weeks in a row. And so it was a lot. So, I mean, it was cool. Like who gets to say that they got to see glaciers and they got to drink glacier water. Like we took a helicopter, rode on top of a glacier, sat, you know,
settled on the glacier, drank glacier water, was walking around with your little, you know, ski suit and stuff. And so that was really, really dope. So we got
What did it taste like? Did it taste prehistoric or like what?
Oh, yeah. It was the most crisp water I've ever tasted in my whole entire life. I mean, the freshest, like, I mean, like, it was like the fountain of youth water. Like, it was like, oh, we found it. It's here. This is what it tastes like. Yeah. Water. I mean, yeah, it was ridiculous. And so.
Got to experience that.
Yeah. So that was really dope. And, you know, to see the glacier and to, you know, be in different parts of Alaska, Skagway, all these places that I was unfamiliar with. And so, yeah, that was, I mean, ship life is really interesting, but the upside of doing that contract, like being able to, you know, entertain and, you know, see people, you know, kids, you see, I was seeing 500 kids a cruise, you know what I mean? Like you're seeing all these kids, they get so excited. They get so happy. The parents, you know, they're just happy. And Disney people are different people. I don't know if anybody is familiar with Disney. Disney people is a whole different brand of people. Like people who love Disney, like they are, and you see adults, there will be adults who cruise with no kid. Like they're just Disney people.
Wait, really?
Hardcore. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hardcore Disney people. But I mean, I will say I met some great people on Disney. My castmates, my coworkers, the crew members, amazing. But I also met some really cool guests who would come back and be like, oh, like you're going to be here in December. Like we're coming back for you. Like we want to make sure that you're here. Like, you know what I mean? So like they'd be really, really dope. You meet a lot of nice kids. You meet a lot of nice families. You meet a lot of just really cool people. And then, of course, you know, you get the here and there people that are annoying, but you know, other than that, we had it's a good time. It's a good time. It's a weird living situation. You get used to it. But I think the biggest thing is like not having service. You know what I mean? Like not having service in the middle of the night, you know, it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon and we already out to sea. So you don't have service. So, you know, but other than that,
there's no like, wait, there's Wi-Fi, right?
There's Wi-Fi, but it's expensive.
Hey, Bryce, you never been on a cruise?
No, we can't afford it. I'm sorry.
I had never been on a cruise. I had never been on a cruise. I worked for one.
But it's not like, it was like a family.
Nah, bro.
Family reunion type thing. It was like me, Ed.
Bro, I never been to Disney World. What? Yeah, I never been on a cruise.
Bryce, you got to go to Disney World, bro. After this whole apocalypse is done. Yeah,
I got to make a move.
Go to Disney. We're going to record a podcast live from Disney.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool, man.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. We can do that. But yeah, I never been. Yeah, it just never was like on the menu of things for me to do. It's like, did it literally come up in like conversations like, hey, you want to go to Disney World? Or like, hey, can we go to Disney World? Nah, we went to Six Flags though.
Six Flags is really, yeah. Six Flags.
Like roller coasters, Bryce.
Six Flags is good. Like Disney World, right? But here's the thing, though.
Perfect.
I'm not gonna lie, though. Disney World is one of those places where, like, you can definitely appreciate as an adult. You feel me? Like, it's not even like, yeah, you can definitely appreciate it as an adult and still have fun. Like, you're 5 years old.
It's pricey, though. I heard it's pricey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole trip. It's a whole Coachella ticket. Yeah, it's a whole experience. Yeah. But if you're gonna do it, you gotta do it.
Yeah. Now I figured.
If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it right because it's a thing. It's a whole thing. Okay, so that's the goal for 2022. We gotta get Bryce to Disney World.
To Disney World. Damn, that's so soon, guys.
Wait, Bryce. But I have a serious question for you. Are you going to wear Mickey ears?
If they give me, like, are they free? Did that come with my, like,
no,
the millions
not.
That I paid to
not,
go?
Bryce, come on.
I got to buy them as well.
Come on now.
They don't just come in a package.
No, in a package. Ain't no packages.
Like,
come on.
Like a welcome package? Like,
no.
This is the welcome package.
Fine. I'll buy. This is it. We here. It's us. Bryce, I got you with the Mickey ears, but will you wear the Mickey ears?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely wear it.
All right. Then there we go. Then we good.
Yeah.
Easy.
All right. Amira, you said life on the cruise was...
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was interesting.
Something that adds to your lifestyle is you are a vegan. How is finding food to eat on the cruise?
Yes. It's so weird.
Like, salad, please.
For real. It's so weird. Like, okay, so from what I've heard throughout the fleets, like the different fleet of like cruise ships, I heard that the ship that I was on definitely had like, we had a pretty good options in terms of like the mess food, like crew food was pretty good. And also like, you know, on Disney Cruise Line, there's over, I don't even know what it is, like over 70 nationalities represented on Disney Cruise Line. So they really try. So the cooks in the back, like kudos to them. Like they really do try their hardest to make sure that everybody culturally, it's kind of like getting what they're used to. You know what I'm saying? Like you're on board for months at a time. Like, so they really try, like, you know, we have people from the Philippines, from Indonesia, from, you know, from China, South Africa, you know, so they try their hardest to make sure that they have food that everybody is is used to, you know what I mean? Like something that, you know, so there's always like rice, we'll have like curry dishes, we'll have whatever. So most of the time, like I could get a good curry dish, some rice, a salad, something like that, you know what I mean? Or like there's always fruit, there's always, you know, stuff like that. So it wasn't bad, but I will say that like, because I work in entertainment, we did get a few more privileges that sometimes other crew members didn't necessarily get. I think just the nature of how we were working, we did get a few more privileges. So there were a couple other food options that I did get a chance to eat. So me being a vegan, that was actually very, very helpful. Had I had to eat in just the crew areas, like for the whole time, it would have been fine, but like it gets old very quickly, you know, and not, you know, no shade to the chef. Like they do what they can do with what they're given. And they really, you know, they do a pretty good job. But you know, it gets old. Like it gets old after a while, sure. You know what I'm saying? You always got some mixed veggies, some corn, salad bar, it's fine. But you know, when you get off the ship, you know, you spend your own money. You don't spend money really on anything else. You don't spend money on room or board. You know, you don't really spend your money. It's also cruise line. It's a good way to stack your money because you don't really have to, you don't really spend a lot on anything. Unless, you know, you're sending it home. Probably. Yeah. Unless you're sending it home because you're going to get a lot of people, but entertainment is normally younger people. And then in other departments, you get people who are like, this is their career, you know, like, you know, their career in terms of what they're there for. So, I mean, being vegan was not that hard being on the ship, but also it was helpful that I had a couple more options, you know, because I could eat in some of the guest areas. So that was helpful. And then also like, you know, you get off
did
the
you
ship.
Have to pull up in, I mean, did you see Tiana pull up in like her outfit?
No. So Tiana, there are some places where Tiana does not go. So she wouldn't be like up on the deck looking over the, you know, the thing in her. So, but on the ship that I was working on was the only ship where Princess Tiana has her own restaurant. So she has her own, right? So if anybody is not familiar with Princess, you know, it's Princess and the Frog. Princess Tiana is from New Orleans. She opens up her, you know, her big dream is to open her own restaurant. And so at the end of the movie, she does open up her own restaurant. It's called Tiana's Palace, but on the ship is Tiana's Place. And so that was where I spent most of my time hanging out with Princess Tiana. So Princess Tiana did 2 dinner seatings a night. So she was doing a full show. She has a whole band with her. The band, awesome. Love the band. They're really, really dope. So, you know, the boys are really dope who play in Tiana's Place. And so that was pretty much where I spent most of my time hanging out with Tiana. So her and I was up in there chilling. She would have her, you know, little outfit on, and it was her, the thing is, it's her place. It's her restaurant. Yeah. So she has to make sure that everybody who's eating there is taken care of. She's going around to the tables, taking pictures, talking to the kids. You know, they're leading a Mardi Gras parade at the end of the, you know, at the end of every dinner seating. So like, it's a party in there. It's a good time. Yeah, it's a party. It's a good time. So everybody always wants to, you know, go to Tiana's Place. So it's always a good time. You know, you got your beignets, you got your, you know, your gumbo, your crawfish. And
that was going to be my next question. Is it all New Orleans based?
Yeah. It's all New Orleans based cuisine. And so it's funny because my castmates would be like, oh, like Tiana, you like that gumbo, huh? Knowing that, you know, I don't particularly dabble in all of that food. So they would always make jokes being like, oh, you told the guests that it was good, huh? Like, cause you know, and I'm like, right. Oh, I'm like, oh, y'all funny, right? Like, you know, but it was a good time. My, you know, my cruise line family, we still talk. We still, you know, see each other, Skype, Zoom, all that stuff. So yeah, cruise life is a very interesting place, but I had a really good time. So
yeah,
I miss it. I miss it all the time. I miss it because, you know, it's one of those things where like, also same thing. I got more out of it than I really thought I would. You know, you meet people who, you know, you meet kids and for whatever reason they're coming there, you know, sometimes, you know, you get people who are sick or you get people who are coming with a grandparent, you know, there were quite a few times where, Tiana had to hold it together because, you know, you get guests that are very, and sometimes people cry when they come to see her. People, you know, you get kids who are just like, you know, they're like, I love this movie or I love this, or like, I want to cook because of Tiana, like, or I want to do this because of you. And, you know, you get a lot of the moms who are just like, you know, you preach, you know, Tiana preaches about hard work and determination and, you know, you work so hard for your dream and like, yeah, and really, yeah, say it, best friend. There we go. You know, and so, you know, you get a lot of the moms who are just kind of like, yo, like we really appreciate that Tiana, you know, is talking about, like in the movie, it's like she wasn't really about the dude, like she was just kind of like, yeah, he's cool or whatever, but like I got dreams and aspirations and I'm trying to open this restaurant, so like if you're gonna be in my way for me to do this, then like get out of there. So it's so funny that I'm kind of like, yeah, like me and TT, we TT taught me some stuff. Yeah.
Y'all like this?
Yeah, we like this. Me and TT, we buddies. So, yeah.
I feel that. Damn. Nah. But so to shift gears back, because you just made that reference to you not really eating the gumbo, but telling people it was good. you becoming like a vegan, what was it for you? Because a lot of people that I talk to, it's always like, it's either some sort of like health related issue that they may have been having, or they saw like a documentary, or they were presented with information that led them to make this change. So what was it for you?
Yeah. I don't even know if Alistair knows this, but it actually started in college. I wasn't really super vocal about it. It was me just like trial and error. And so I had TMI, sorry, y'all listeners, but I was having really bad digestion problems. And so, So you go to the doctor and they're like, oh, well, like you should really like, they're like, maybe you should exercise more and like, you know, not drink so much coffee. And I'm like, bro, like, first of all, I don't drink coffee, and I literally dance 6 days a week. Like, what more can I, like, I don't know what else you want me to do, right? And so I was having some digestion problems. So here's the thing. I was like, nobody can really give me an answer. So, you know, what do? You take it to Google, right? And so I was just doing some research. Like, I was having really slow digestion, like, you know, and I was having real problems. And so they were like, oh, like, you know, I was seeing studies about like red meat takes a very long time to digest. And so they were like, you know, if you're eating a lot of red meat, and I mean, I wasn't eating that much, but I don't know. I was kind of like, you know, so they were like, you know, if you cut out red meat, it should help with your digestion. So cut out red meat. I was only eating fish and chicken, and my digestion was getting a lot better. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so then they were like, I was reading some other things, you know, you go down a rabbit hole at this point.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, they were like, meat in general slows down your digestion. So I was like, all right, fine. So I'm gonna cut out the turkey and the chicken. And then I was really only eating fish. Digestion got even better. I was like, this is great. Like, why did nobody tell me this before? And I think also being a dance major, we did take a couple like wellness classes, and like our professor was really big on wellness and not just dancing, but like taking care of your body wholly. And so that's why I kind of thought like, maybe it's something that I'm eating. Maybe it's a food thing. I was like, cause it's not physical activity. It's not anything like that. I don't drink coffee, you know? And so I took it like that. And then, you know, I was seeing all this stuff about how Gary was leading to like, can lead to like adult acne. Cause I was like, I never really had acne that bad as a kid, but I had it as a, like more of an adult. I started getting it in college, and I was like, what is going on? And so then I cut out dairy and my acne cleared up. So then I'm like, okay. Damn. So then
the more
and then
I get rid of, the better
yeah,
I get.
Yeah. And then the more I, you know, you start digging into it. So I was like looking up vegetarian recipes and vegetarian this, vegetarian that. And then this word vegan kept popping up. And I had never really heard of the word vegan. I was like, I don't know what that is. And it was like, I remember Googling it. It was like, oh, no animal-based products. And I was like, none? Ever? I was like, nah, it's slow. Like, I'm not going to never going to eat an animal product ever again. I was like, so no eggs, no fish. I was like, nah, it's slow for this. But then it kept popping up, and it kept popping up. It was in the back of my head. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give it a try. Like, what is the worst that can happen? I was like, if I don't feel good, if I don't like it, I'll just go eat an egg. Like, it's not that deep. And so I tried it for a little while, and I just didn't even want to claim it at first. Like, the whole first year, like, I was like, I'm not claiming this. Like, I'm not no vegan. Like, I'm not no crazy vegans that be throwing red paint on people's fur coats at award shows and stuff. I'm not that guy. Like, I was just very much like, I'm not that person. Like, I'm not, nah, it's no. And also because I was at a point where I was still trying, I was like, being a dancer, like I was trying to slim out, but I was still like, you still want to be snatched, you know? So I was definitely lifting a little bit. I was trying to gain muscle. I was like, I don't want to lose my muscle, Matt. Like, I don't want to, you know, all those things, all the common things that people think, no protein, you're not going to, you know, your bones are going to fall off and so your muscles, and you're not going to gain no muscle. And so then I kind of just went down that rabbit hole. And then, you know, I definitely found that I was feeling a little bit, I was feeling better, and I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't having the same digestion problems I was having. And then, yeah, and then before I knew it, I was vegetarian for like a year. And then, And so I've been vegan. Yeah, I've been vegan for 4 years and vegetarian for five. 5 years at this point, which is kind of weird that I can say that now, because it doesn't feel like that long. But now I kind of, you know, it's just how I work now.
You switching?
My mom?
Yeah.
So my mom has always been pretty cool about stuff like that, because she's more just like, Amir, like, what are you doing this week? Like, you know, she's always just, I'm just like, hey mom, like, I'm not gonna eat sugar for like 2 whole weeks. And she's like, okay, I'll go to the store and buy bananas. Like, my mom's always just kind of like, yeah, sure. Like, she's super supportive. Like, she's like, whatever. Yeah. She's like, you want to work on a cruise line? Sure. We'll go buy you this bathing suit. You know, she's like, sure. I think it was more my grandparents.
Oh, get you a coat. Yeah.
She's like, Alaska. She's like, fine, great. We'll go buy you a jacket. But also, of course, as a mom, she's always just like, Amira, like, I don't know about this vegan thing. Like, just make sure that you're like getting all your nutrients and like, just make sure that you're like doing it the right way. But my mom knows that I normally go into things doing a million and one pieces of research. So it was mostly my grandparents, but you know, it's a certain generation of people. Like they're very, culturally. I mean, I'm African-American. My mom was born here. My grandparents were born here, you know, going back like that. And so, you know, soul food and, you know, cheese. Chicken, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, like all these things are just very much a part of what they're used to, what we're used to, what we eat all the time. So I think it was mostly my grandparents who still to this day are just like, you know, sometimes they're like, do you eat bread? And I'm like, yes, I eat bread.
How dare you not eat meat?
So my grandpa, sometimes he got it a little bit more now and he's really, really great about it. But before he'd be like, okay. They'd be like, you know, Amira doesn't eat chicken. Give her a piece of fish. And I'm like, I don't eat that either. You know? So I think it was more my grandparents who were a little bit more concerned, but not like from a nasty place, but more from just like a genuinely caring place. Because I think they're like, my grandparents, like, you know, Alistair and I, we kind of talked about it before. My grandparents are super, you know, they're super chill and cool. And like, they still are, you know, got all their energy, but you know, they're 75 years old and they're like, well, we've been eating meat and there's nothing wrong with us, you know? So like, that's, I think it's just kind of like, we've been doing this and like, we're fine. Like, we're okay. I mean, my grandmother doesn't eat dairy or anything and she hasn't really for a long time, but you know, just some things they're just, you know, a little concerned about stuff, but you know, so it definitely started off as a health thing, but I'm not going to lie. Once you're kind of immersed into the culture and the community, you know, that lifestyle, you do see some of the things, and I'm definitely a little bit more sensitive because I was never really a big like animal person. Like I don't have pets. I don't really like pets, but only because I'm allergic. I'm a bubble child. You know, I don't, you know, I can't work computers and I'm also allergic to cats and dogs. So like, you know, I never was big on like domesticated house animals and stuff. But you know, I always like animals at the zoo and stuff. But now like little things like the zoos make me uncomfortable, like little stuff like that. Like I'm not like spamming people's timeline with like, you know, scary cow videos, but at the same time, they also make me uncomfortable. You know, it definitely makes me uncomfortable. So there are just certain things that I choose not to participate in, and it just makes me feel better knowing that I don't. Like there's certain things, like I was having this dilemma with myself the other day, not that I really have the bread for it, but I'm like, yo, like I really want a Chanel bag, like I'm not gonna do it. But you know, every once in a while I'm gonna walk into one of these vintage shops, you know, later in life, I'm like, I'm gonna get me a Chanel bag. The thing is, they're made out of leather, so then part of me was like, if I can't find one that's made out of suede, then that could just miss me and I'll just have to rock my Chanel earrings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, it's not that big a deal. But for me now,
the leather's like really old and it was like from a cow from so long ago.
You know what I'm saying? And no, and don't get me wrong. Like, I think, no, like, I think sometimes I think about it. Like, I feel you. Like, sometimes I'd be like, but it's already there. You know, like, I'm sure all the vegans are like, down with you. Like, you suck.
Right.
But there's a part of me that I'd be like, I mean, it's already, it's vintage.
Somebody
it's already
old, it.
Like, you know, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, there's certain things and, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I'm not a perfect vegan. I'm not a perfect whatever, but I think, you know, I think sometimes same thing when you move with something that feels right to you and into your spirit. And I think as long as you're, you know, my idea was it was started off as a health thing for me and kind of turned into more than that a little bit, and certain things do make me a little bit more sensitive, and so I'm just like, you know, I'm moving from a place for me of compassion, and I feel like if I'm moving like that and it feels right with me, then that's just what I'm going to do. And so yeah, I don't know, I feel like I'm gonna do this and move in this way until it doesn't feel right with me anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like you should do what you feel is right with you until you shift. Like, we all shift, we all grow, we change our minds. You're allowed to change your mind more than once on things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have felt so passionately about something 10 years ago, but like now you're a full adult.
You turn 40
and you know, so I think you're allowed to change your mind. I think you're allowed to, I think as long as you're still going, you know, you're growing, and like everything doesn't grow like this. Sometimes it grows like this. And so I think, you know, as long as you're still being true to yourself without harming anybody else. And I don't mean animal. Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, as long as you're not, you know,
right.
I think you.
No ill intent.
Yeah. No ill intent. You know, no malice in your heart. I think as long as you, you know, you move from a place that feels right and genuine, then, you know, you kind of go from there. So
if you have one vegan snack suggestion for the people on the podcast, what you got?
Vegan snack suggestion. like a healthy, okay, I'm not going to give it healthy because I feel like people like people still make jokes. They'd be like, but you only eat grass, right? And I'm like, I don't eat grass. I mean, sometimes, but like not all the time. I would say check your favorite snacks because you'll be surprised at the things that are actually vegan. And then you'll also be surprised by the stuff that's not vegan that you're like, this has milk in it. It happens to like, literally once you start looking at stuff like that, once you become aware, you're like, why does this have, you're like, why does everything have milk in it? I promise you things that you don't even think has milk in it. Bread will have milk in it. Bagels has milk. You know, why does it have milk in it? Like potato chips. You're like, they're not even Cheetos. Like, why do they have milk in it? You're like things like that. But then you'll also be surprised about the stuff that are actually vegan that like are very like mainstream kind of things like
Oreos.
Yeah, Oreo. There we go. Oreos is a big one. I still love me a Oreo. Oreos are vegan. Nutter Butters, like, you know, the little peanut butter cookies. Yeah, Nutter Butters are vegan. Are Lorna Doones vegan? Those shortbread cookies. Those I don't remember. Don't quote me on that one. Skittles. Skittles are vegan. Dots, like, yeah.
Wait,
like,
I thought Skittles weren't vegan.
No, because they don't. They used to make them with gelatin. They used to make it with gelatin or something from bats or something, but I'm pretty sure they don't make it like that anymore. I looked it up recently.
I thought it was like gelatin like or like, cause you like you use pigs to make gelatin, if I'm not like mistaken, or like some part of like pig fat to make like gelatin.
Yeah, so, to make gelatin. And so like marshmallows, like I have to buy vegan marshmallows cause regular marshmallows have gelatin in it. So like little stuff like that. So I think sometimes there'll be things that surprise you that are actually vegan that you're like, oh snap, that's vegan. And then some things you'll be like, why is this not like you think like, they're just chips. Why did they have milk in it? So I guess my favorite snack, I don't really know what my favorite snack is. But yeah, if that helps.
Yeah. Hey, that is hilarious. All that to say she didn't know her snack. That was
no, because then I was like, I don't know if I really, I mean, I like Oreos. So I could eat a whole packet of Oreos and like Oreos put them away. Suffice.
Oreos suffice. Yeah. Okay, so... I guess the last thing that I wanted to ask you is in terms of, you know, you creating your content for, you know, your blog and your IG, where do you plan on taking it next? Like what are in the next couple of months, you know, leading to the back half of 2021, what's the plan or what's it looking like?
Ooh. So
that's if you care to share or if you can't.
Yeah.
It's very secret then, you know, I understand.
No, not at all. So I think my plan was, definitely because of course I got sent home from my job and, you know, I still, you know, do a couple things to make sure that I'm okay. And I have my savings from, you know, Cruise Line and stuff, but you know, because I did get sent home from my main job and my main source of income, my goal is to get monetized on YouTube, so that I can make a little, and of course that growth is very, you know, steady, but that's my goal right now. So that's why I'm trying to stay really consistent, with my uploading and also try to kind of diversify when I'm posting. Cause I really don't want it to all be about food. Like it's not just about vegan. Like it's not a veganism page really. Like for me, a plant-based diet is how I feel my best. And so I like to share stuff that like, you can still have the mac and cheese. You can still have the this, you can still have things that are good and hearty. And like, I don't sit around and eat plants all day and eat grass, you know? But like, I still try to make it attainable and make it something that still tastes good. And you're not just like, oh, this tastes like some vegan food. You know, I want you to be like, oh, that looks good. Like I could eat that. And so I'm definitely trying to diversify and definitely get a little bit more movement on there. And so I hope that when I get my yoga certification, I'll be able to do some more like yoga things on there, some more mindfulness. And I'm definitely a advocate for meditation. And so I definitely want to do some more things about kind of just like that mind body connection and doing the food, the yoga, some meditation, wellness, organization, stuff like that. So I'm definitely trying to make my page more well-rounded to suit kind of my everyday type of lifestyle or just like what I think living a more abundant life looks like. So that's kind of one of my words for this year. I like to kind of have a word for the year. So abundant is one of my words. So yeah. So I want to make sure that I can get some mindfulness tools in there, some meditation, some yoga, some food, some, you know, some fun, some laughs, some, you know, all that good stuff. Manifestation, making it all happen. So yeah, that answered the question.
It did. Nice. All right. Well, we're going to shift gears really quickly. Like this. Alistair, can you hold us down with a this or that?
I got you. So every week we do this or that.
Okay.
Never know what it's going to be. It's completely random. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Okay, wait.
Oh no, you have to make a decision.
Okay, 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 okay. I'm ready. I'm ready. Ready.
Better movie song, "And I Am Telling You," Jennifer Hudson, or Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You."
Oh, this is tough.
Ooh, Whitney. I'd be crazy if I didn't go with
yeah,
it. I gotta go with it. I gotta go with it. Look at that. "And I am telling you, I'm not good." Like, yeah, like the force and like the fire behind that.
All right, Whitney. Bigger dance craze, the Dougie or chicken noodle soup?
The Dougie.
Really?
Chicken noodle soup went crazy.
I would say chicken noodle soup. I feel like I feel like chicken noodle soup because it was a long time. I feel like it lasted a long time. And all the renditions, yeah, I think chicken noodle soup.
But I guess like up like NY wise, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I felt like the Dougie came from what? Like California. So like it wasn't like something that originated like in our life spot.
That,
so
if I get
like,
that,
yeah,
I
like
I'm gonna still hit it. Next question. Would you rather look after your friend's kid or look after your friend's pet?
Kid. You know, I'm allergic to everything. So
can I say neither, dog?
No.
Kid, man. Kid.
All right. Better kids movie, Up or Inside Out?
Oh. I actually never saw Inside Out, but I love Up. I love Up.
I might have to go with Inside Out.
Inside Out was great.
I heard Inside Out was really good, but I really like Up a lot.
I say Inside Out.
All right. Two more. Would you rather have a celebrity parent or a celebrity significant other?
Parent.
And the last one. Black Michael or white Michael?
Stop it. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Man. I don't know, man.
Black.
Like, because like.
Black.
Because like when he was like turning a little bit, like, you know, the hits were still there. It was still fire.
Black.
Smooth Criminal though, like,
I feel you. Like, I feel you, but.
Give me white mic, man. Give me white mic.
That concludes this week's This Is That. I like this week's. This week's was real good. I ain't
gonna lie. That black or white mic. I feel like a lot of people are gonna go with black mic, but that's just because they're just like, I don't know, but I'm just saying. He leaned and didn't touch the floor. Touch the floor. Black Mike couldn't do that.
You're right. I think you were thinking of it.
Because Joe wasn't going to allow him to touch that floor.
No, but that's what I was saying. Like, I think I was thinking of it more of less from an artistry standpoint and more of like, I feel like that was Black Mike was before he really started to like kind of
go off the deep end.
You know what I'm saying? So I think for me, like, I was thinking Brown Mike because I'm like, oh, like, that's Happy Mike. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like more himself. He was a child, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think like before he really started to kind of like definitely unravel, I'm not going to act like his pop didn't mess him up from jump, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean?
I'm a fan of the Scandal Mike. And he was hanging the baby out the window.
Stop it.
Blanket.
Stop.
Everyone look, it's Blanket.
Stop.
Oh man.
Come back inside, Blanket. All right. But all right, so to wrap up here, Amir, is there anything that you want to leave the people with? Do you want to shout out some folks? Do you want to drop a quick freestyle? Whatever it is, this is your moment to give your last message. Well, not last, but your closing message for the podcast.
Let's see. Thank you.
Man, that's all the time that we have.
Oh, folks. My God. He was like, yeah, so you had your moment to shine and you blew it. So I was going to say thanks, guys. No, thank you both for having me. I was super appreciative. I'm definitely nervous about coming on, but I had a good time. So I would just say, if you are looking for plant-based recipes, you can follow me at Move and Munch on Instagram. You can also follow my YouTube channel, Move and Munch, as well. It's my same handle. I have a blog, moveandmunch.com. And also, yeah, I think don't be afraid to move in your purpose. And also don't be afraid if it doesn't, the journey to get to where you want to be doesn't look exactly the way you thought it would be, do it anyway. That's it.
Nice. I like it. I like it. Alistair, you want to leave the people with your Stairs to Greatness for this week?
Absolutely. This week's Stairs to Greatness is brought to you by Travis Kelsey. Random, I know. This week's Stairs to Greatness is find the routine in your life that brings you success and repeat it. Cool. You can follow me on
Instagram. Sounds like good advice.
That is going to be Stairs to Greatness, Stairs to Greatness. Make sure you follow our podcast page, AMB period podcast. Be on the lookout for the, as Bryce brought up at the top of the episode, we are going to be shooting some scenes. If you try to star in one, or you trying to get your business out there and get a little shine on, we'll brainstorm and get you in something, maybe. Emphasis on maybe. Also, shout out to everybody who's following us, you know, always locked in, everybody who does this and that. Much appreciated. We do it for y'all. As I say every week, we're the vehicle. You guys are the wheels. We're not going anywhere without you. Co-host.
Thank you, Alistair. Appreciate that. As always, I don't have anything super profound to say. Man, cut your coat according to your size. And that's all I'll pretty much say. You can follow me on social media. On Twitter, it's Young Tamarack, YoungTamarack. On Instagram, it's Kofi Bryce, KofiBryce _. And shout out to my younger cousin, Elijah, who just got drafted in the MLS. Super excited and I'm proud of him for that. And we're just trying to progress day by day, man, trying to get to this chicken. So. And as always, we always play music from a local artist. And this week I'm going to play Say Less by The Striker. This has been another week of the AMB Podcast. Appreciate y'all for listening. Peace.
Be out. Young Louie on the track, nigga. Strike.
It's the money seminar, little bitch. Earn you something if you learn you something. Y'all know I be it all day, every day, nigga. If you want some smoke, say less.
Hey, real backpack boys and shit came from out west. Mail it straight to your door, little nigga, say less. Got your bitch trying to fuck, I just told her say less. Say less. Step and got Louboutin cleats on they neck. You ain't trying to go to war, drop the pen, say less. Strike the connect, drop the ticket, say less. Sometimes I feel like a rap. And I hunt you down with a tech, say less. Fuck all that talking, I'm spinning the bin on these niggas just like a tornado. That ain't real walk car, you sipping K-Roll. King of this shipping striker like Jeff Bezos. I woke up and I sent the bomb to Waco. 50 a line, little nigga, this ain't yellow. I might walk down and shoot him like LaMelo. I got all the cheat codes, I'm skipping left. Took the backings from Frederick to upgrade the bezel. Her ass shake like an earthquake, but she light as a pebble. I'm in that 488 smoking gelinade. My Chanel's on the pedal. BBS diamonds, they shining like lightning. Smack got purple like he played for the Vikings. On the dark web, punching like a Mike Tyson. Pack a white zebra, just cost the whole bright. Real backpack boys, this shit came from out west. Mail it straight to your door, little nigga, say less. Got your bitch trying to fuck, I just told her say less. Big step and got Louboutin cleats on they neck. You ain't trying to go to war, drop the pen, say less. Strike the connect, drop the ticket, say less. Sometimes I feel like a ref. And I hunt you down with a tech, say less. Louis V. Damier, you can play chess. I got this ticket like Kevin Garnett. I flew to Vegas, I just laid a bet. Five bands on the Chiefs over the Jets. Fist full of bling, handful of guac. Johnny Dang, my jeweler, I ice off the rocks. I don't talk to cops, just meet me at the dock. Black and green Balenciagas look like socks. Big strike, I'm everything you not. Got six dots from OnlyFans on the yacht. Take a bag of Shabinsky, put it right on the clock. You know I ain't Craig Pops, I do not box. Count 100,000 blues, the bitch got shocked. Pop, pop, pop. If you think you be hot, I'm the money seminar, you see we on top. I'm the main event pay-per-view, cost you to watch. Real backpack boys, that shit came from out west. Mail it straight to your door, little nigga, say less. Got your bitch trying to fuck, I just told her say less. Big step and got Louboutin cleats on they neck. You ain't trying to go to war, drop the pen, say less. Strike the connect, drop the ticket, say less. Sometimes I feel like a ref. And I hunt you down with a tech, say less.